I'm Andrew G, and this is Showtime. My next guest started dancing at the age of 4 and has studied ballet, tap, and jazz. She's appeared on stage as Liesl in The Sound of Music and other classic musicals, including Chicago and The Pirates of Penzance. It's no surprise that she's also a musical theatre choreographer and has worked on Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Today, she's joining me to talk about her latest project as choreographer for Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria's production of Kiss Me Kate, which opens at the Alexander Theatre on the 2nd of May. Welcome, Danique.
Thank you for having me.
So, Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria, yeah. They've been doing this for a very, very long time. You've been with them before. This is your first time choreographing, but you've been in other shows, yeah?
I have. I was in their production of Pirates of Penzance last year, which was amazing.
You've been on stage dancing since the age of 4, I think.
Yeah, so I started as a ballerina back in the day and then transitioned into musical theatre in like my late teens and then just kind of stayed with it. But yeah.
And how was it for you going from that world of ballet, of classic dance, to musical theatre?
It was a huge transition, got to be honest. I think I was so used to the structure of, I was a Schicchetti ballet girl, which is all very, very structured and very, you do it this way and this is just how it's done sort of thing. Whereas musical theatre is a lot more expressive and open and obviously a different style of dance altogether. So it was amazing and I think it's definitely where I'm supposed to be in comparison, but it was a huge transition for sure.
And Danique, when you're choreographing a show like Kiss Me Kate, and we'll chat about Kiss Me Kate in a sec, how much of that classic training do you call up in helping the cast learn their steps?
I think I didn't realise how much I used it until I started working, especially with this cast. We've obviously got a lot of trained dancers, which is amazing, but then we have some of our ensemble who aren't dancers at all. So being able to draw on that pure technique and be able to be like, oh, it's like this, and this is how you position yourself so you don't fall in your heels or so you can get where you need to be has been really helpful. And I think definitely in some of the numbers, some of the casts have just been like, you're just such a ballerina, like my lord. So it's definitely helpful and it creeps its way in for sure.
So when someone says you're such a ballerina, do you just shrug your shoulders and say thank you? Well, how do you respond to that?
Definitely. Like, I think I've also work in corporate, so I've had times where I've come into work in, you know, stilettos or whatever, like straight from work into rehearsals, and just I think sometimes the way I stand or, you know, dance around in heels this high, they're just like, Danique, come on, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
That's the thing with community theatre companies like Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria. Yeah. You mentioned you work in corporate. Most people work 9 to 5 or 10 till 6 or whatever our flexible working arrangements are these days. And then you've just done a full day of work or a full week of work and you come to an evening or a weekend rehearsal. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. I think with all of our rehearsals and, you know, production meetings and work that goes on behind the scenes, it's definitely been a big few months, let's say that. It's been a lot to handle, but when you get there, it's almost a breath of release because you get into the rehearsal space and you're like, okay, nothing else matters. This is my only focus. Like, I don't need to be thinking about the 20 emails I've got waiting for me or, you know, whatever else is going on or a wedding vendor that isn't calling me back or whatever. Like, kind of in that space with an amazing group of people and that's your only focus. So it's really, it's amazing.
And how do you go with that responsibility of the choreographies on you, the cast looking in sync and in time, that's on you? Does that sit on your shoulders? Is that a weight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was actually talking to Lauren, our lead, or one of our leading ladies, about this the other day, actually. She was asking me how I was feeling about it all. And I was like, look, you know, all of the choreography is done. All of it is learnt. There's always more polishing to do, but once we get into the theatre, it's not about, oh, let's learn a new routine. Like, all of my hard work is done and, like, wrapped up in a beautiful little ball for ready to be on the stage. So in terms of the weight of it, it's like I've just kind of got to learn to trust myself that I have kind of done all I can and have worked hard enough with the cast that it's all going to look amazing, but it's always a little, you know, little thing in the back of your head that you're like, oh, I wonder about this step, or oh, I wonder if this could have looked, you know, there's always going to be that. But yeah, it's just kind of trusting my own like brain and that I've already done it all.
So Kiss Me, Kate, it's a classic comedy. It's a battle of the sexes. It's won Tony Awards, yeah. But not everyone knows about it because it won its Tony Awards back in the 1940s. So I imagine with the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria production, you're going to find a new audience, people that might be watching Kiss Me, Kate for the first time. Can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So the show is essentially a dramatization of a Shakespeare. It's a play within a play. So this theatre company performing in Baltimore in the United States are putting on a production of Taming of the Shrew with songs. And the show is essentially a back and forth between the backstage happenings of the 1940s company that are putting on the show and the drama between the two leading man and woman who are an ex-married couple and the actual productions of the actual show going on the stage and the drama that happens on the stage when things go wrong in the performance in front of an audience. So it's an interesting parallel of we're in a theatre, but we're also watching something about being in the theatre, about being on a stage, being in the theatre. It's very, yeah, it's very like backed up between kind of what's going on. I don't want to spoil the show too much, but yeah, it's an interesting parallel.
And Danique, with your choreography, how much of your chore was influenced by the original 1940s Broadway production? How much of it's influenced by that period of time, and how much of it is how the music made you feel?
I think I loved watching it originally. I got my hands on obviously the movie and some recordings of stage shows. And then there's also the revival as well, which is a completely different set of choreography, which is incredible. But I think drawing the influences from the original chore, but then also just being able to listen to the track and listen to, okay, what's happened in the scene before this and what's happened, why should they be reacting this way? It's not quite as, I didn't kind of want it to just be as simple as we're dancing, yay, and that's kind of it, which not saying that was the original show at all, because it's not, but yeah, I kind of wanted to make it my own thing as well, because GSOV doesn't do, you know, like I say regular musicals, but they don't do things that are outside Gilbert and Sullivan very often. They normally just do it once a year-ish. So I just kind of wanted to create something that was new. And I was lucky that the director kind of just gave me free rein. He was like, just go play. Just go. I trust you. So yeah, it's been awesome.
And what do you as a production team, Danique, hope that audiences are going to get out of this particular version of Kiss Me, Kate?
I think that we hope that you get the initial story out of it. It's still the same old story, but in the modern day. There's plenty, if anyone has seen or read about the old show, there's plenty that is relatively problematic for the new age. Like for, you know, the 21st century, there's some themes that are just not acceptable in our day and age, like to put it bluntly. But obviously there's no changing of the script, there's no changing of the music, there's no changing of, you know, that sort of things, but there's a lot you can do with stage direction and intention. So I think I kind of hope that they pick up on how the themes have been able to carry across and the differences that might appear more subtle but still resonate with people in the audience.
And what do you think of the main themes? I mean, you know, the battle of the sexes. For you as a young female presenting performer and choreographer, is it still that today, do you think?
I think there's definitely parts of, like, life that are still battle of the sexes, whether that just be, like, as I said, I'm in the corporate space. Being a dancer in the corporate space isn't the most fun thing I've ever done. And it's whether it be being taken seriously or having as much of a voice or just having to speak louder to get your point across. I think that kind of resonates with some of the messaging in the sense of, hold on, no, strong, powerful, look at me go, sort of thing. But also that comparison of you see these two very distinct relationships between Fred and Lily, the ex-divorce couple. You really see her strength in her words and her harshness and her reactions to things, whereas you have Lois and Bill, who are these young lovers, like loved up couple, both on and off in the show, on and off the stage, that her power is more in her, I don't like to use the word control, but in her slight manipulation of, no, but you love me. I need to do this for my career, but you love me, sort of thing. It's like, wow, what's a harmless flirt? Like, it's very different in the way that they show their power on stage and the reactions of both Fred and Bill in comparison to that as well. It's been interesting to explore.
The show opens on the 2nd of May, on Thursday night. Yes. What are you looking forward to most about the opening night of Kiss Me, Kate?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many things that I think I'm looking forward to. I think because we've got so long in the theatre, it's not so much just, oh, seeing the cast on the stage. I think it's going to be sitting in the audience and watching people react around me and being like, oh, that actually got a laugh. Isn't that interesting? Because there's things you find that you don't have a real audience. Like, you don't find out until you have a true audience, because we laugh at things because we think they're funny because we've created them, right? Like, Patrick, the director, and I will be sitting there and just absolutely losing our minds over something, and that might not actually be funny. We just think it's funny, whereas something that we're just like, oh, throwaway might be hilarious. So I think I'm looking forward to that, but then I'm also just looking forward to being able to share what we've created and like what we've worked so hard on for the past, you know, 4 months.
And how do people get tickets?
So you can go to the GSOV website, so www.gsov, I'm pretty sure it is. Log on to the Kiss Me Kate page, there's a buy tickets bright and red in there, or you can go to the Monash Clayton website, look for the Alexander Theatre and buy tickets through there as well, monash.edu.au.
And it's a limited season from the 2nd to the 5th of May. So if you're thinking about buying tickets, now is absolutely the time to buy those tickets.
Definitely. We only have 5 shows, so that's all we're
Danique,
doing.
Danique, chookers for the season. I look forward to seeing it, and I hope it goes really, really well for you. And thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.